So they call him the Blade Runner, the fastest man on no legs. Oscar Pistorius is a South African sprinter, a double amputee running on prosthetics who'd been eyeing the Beijing Olympic Games. For the past year or so, the world record-holding runner has been battling with the International Association of Athletics Federations, that's the IAAF, about whether or not his prosthetics give him an unfair advantage on the track. Yesterday, the group ruled that they did, and that Pistorius is ineligible for the 2008 games. So we were curious about just what these prosthetics, carbon fiber cheetah flex feet, they're called, might be doing for Pistorius. We've called up Ambi Burfoot of Runner's World to help us sort this whole thing through. Hey, Ambi, are you there?
I sure am.
Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
So can you explain to us, the IAAF had Pistorius go through a whole lot of tests last fall to determine if he indeed had an advantage. Do you know anything about those tests? What were they looking for?
Yes, they were looking for two things: if he had a mechanical advantage, which we'll talk about in a moment, and also if he had an oxygen advantage. Since human beings run on oxygen, not gas, the less oxygen you use while running, the better off you are. And the mechanical and the oxygen are connected to each other.
Okay, and so what did they find?
They found that in both cases he has a mechanical and an oxygen advantage over a able-bodied runner, let's say. It's kind of hard for people to imagine how a guy with two artificial limbs can have an advantage. But you have to remember that he has these high-tech carbon fiber legs. I think the easiest thing to visualize is if you or I climb on a box and jump off, when we hit the ground, we're just planted there. Nothing happens because our body absorbs all that shock. If Oscar Pistorius climbs on a box and jumps off, when he hits the ground, he bounces back
So
because
he's
his
got
legs are
momentum
springing.
that's happening.
He's got springs for
Spring.
legs,
Okay.
and just as wheels help you run fast, go faster. Somebody with roller skates, of course, can go faster than someone without. And even wheelchair racers are much faster at most distances than track runners. The same is true of someone who's got springs for legs.
And it also means he doesn't have to work as hard, right? This is where the oxygen comes in. He's
That's
using
where the
his air more
oxygen comes
efficiently.
in. Because he's getting energy return, which is what we call it when he runs, he's using less oxygen to cover the distance.
So does all this mean that if you take Oscar's talent, work ethic, he's clearly worked very hard, all else being equal, they've determined that he'd actually be slower if he was running on natural legs, not prosthetics?
Well, I don't know if you can exactly make that statement, but what they're saying is that he has the potential to be much faster than the athletes who will be in the Olympics. He's not now. In fact, he's a second or more behind the best 400-meter runners, and
But
that's a
only a
significant.
second. That's amazing.
Yes, it is amazing, and he is amazing. We never want to lose sight of that. He holds multiple world records in the Paralympic Games for the challenged athletes. But this study finding apparently reveals that with more training, and he's only 21, he hasn't been running for long, with more training, he would have a distinct advantage that could allow him to beat today's best runners.
Is this a unique case? Is this the first time the IAAF has heard a case like this? Or is he the first disabled runner to get so fast?
I think it's the latter. He's the first disabled runner to get so fast,
Wow.
which is a tremendous accomplishment due to his ability, his hard training, and apparently the fact that he has these very high-tech legs.
But what does this mean for this athlete who is clearly at the top of his game? He's competitive with people who are able-bodied. What does this mean when you look at disabled athletes? Let's say there's a young child who is perhaps an amputee, maybe a double amputee, and he wants to run. And you say to this kid, you know, you can do anything, you can be anything, as long as you compete with your own kind.
Yes, that's exactly what we seem to be saying here. And when you put it that way, it sounds really, really terrible, and everyone would agree with you. On the other hand, it would make no sense to have an Olympics in which a bicycle rider could compete with a runner or a wheelchair athlete or someone on roller skates. And what the IAAF is saying that his is that his he is the equivalent of that. He doesn't have wheels, but he's got springs, and that gives him an unfair advantage.
Abby, have you thought about how this plays into the steroid scandal? I mean, a lot of people would make the argument, hey, you can't tell these days who's using steroids, and that advantage is much more behind closed doors. Pistorius's so-called advantage is right in your face. You can't ignore it.
Well, I think that's exactly true. And, of course, the IAAF would like to get their drug testing to the level where the drug cheats aren't getting through. At this point, as we know, unquestionably they are in track and in other sports as well. So the idea is to get a level playing field, both with regards to drugs and with regards to any artificial means of getting around the track.
What does this mean for this elite athlete? He's clearly worked very hard. There's nothing he can do to change his situation.
Right.
Is he going to go back to competing with other disabled athletes? Where does he go? Where does he go to compete?
Well, he can certainly compete with other disabled athletes, although interesting.
He's going to win every time, though.
Although interestingly, if you're a one-legged amputee, he might have a distinct advantage over you because counterintuitively, it may be better to have two prostheses than one. So I think it's even possible that within Paralympic circles where he's competing now, that there may be some protests from the one-legged athletes.
Huh.
It's a very tough situation for Oscar, and I think all of us feel for where he is right now. But at the same time, we also believe that sports should be played on a level field.
Yeah, well, he is, his agent says he's going to appeal the decision, so we'll see where that goes. Amby, thanks. Amby Burfoot is editor-at-large at Runner's World, and he's a former Boston Marathon winner. Thanks very much, Amby.
Thank you, Rachel.
Take care.
Hey, coming up on the Bryant Park Project, a blog. You know what those are.
I've heard of them.
This one's been 90 years in the making. A man is posting his grandfather's letters from World War I. We'll get the details. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.